One who has been to Jagannath Puri may have seen the house of Kashi Misra. It is still there. In that house, there is a small room known as Gambira, where Mahaprabhu stayed with his two most intimate associates, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Krishna in Radha Bhava is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is feeling the same acute pangs of separation as Radharani is feeling. So now, Radharani's intimate sakis, Lalita and Vishakha, are in the form of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. They were always with him. When Krishna left Vrajabhumi, we have mentioned how Srimati Radharani cried and spoke to her intimate sakis, Lalita and Vishakha. Similarly, when Gauranga sees the intimate sakis, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he cries, "Oh, my sakhi, my dear girl companion, my dear friend, where is the glory of the family of Maharaj Nanda, who wears a peacock feather on his crest? Where is Krishna, whose hue is like that of an Indranila jewel, and who plays so nicely upon his flute? Where is your friend, the best of men, so expert in dancing in the circle of the rasa dance? Where is he, who is the real medicine to save me from dying of heart disease? I must condemn Providence, for he has caused me so many tribulations by separating me from Krishna." Mahaprabhu uttered the same words that Srimati Radharani had uttered. So this is the mood of Gauranga, always crying, both day and night, feeling such pangs of separation from Krishna. Feeling the same delirium as Srimati Radharani, he cannot sleep during the night. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy would discuss Krishna Prema Tattva with Mahaprabhu. Every day he would cry before Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Then both of them could see what mood had arisen in the mind of Gauranga, and to nourish that mood, they would sing songs from Chandidas, Vidyapati, or Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda. Sometimes they would sing from Bivi Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita, and thereby give pleasure to Mahaprabhu. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would quote verses from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and cry. In this way, they spent their days and nights immersed in Krishna Leela. One day, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai requested, "Mahaprabhu, it is past midnight now. Please, take rest." Somehow they made Mahaprabhu lie down in Gambira. Then Ramananda Rai went back to his residence. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Mahaprabhu's personal servant, Govinda, slept outside at the doorstep. Both of them slept, but Mahaprabhu could not sleep. He was awake the whole night, loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Swarup Damodar and Govinda could hear Mahaprabhu's kirtan, but after some time, that kirtan stopped. So they had some doubt. What has happened to Mahaprabhu? At that time, all three doors of Mahaprabhu's room were bolted very tightly. There was only one small opening. Govinda got up, lit the castor oil lamp, and saw that all three doors were still bolted. With great difficulty, he opened one door, but he saw that Mahaprabhu was not there, and the other doors were also bolted from the inside. Mahaprabhu had disappeared. "Where is Mahaprabhu? He is not here." Then Govinda called Swarup Damodar and told him what had happened. They were in great anxiety. "Where is Mahaprabhu? Where is Mahaprabhu?" This is wonderful, how Mahaprabhu came out. All three doors were bolted very tightly, and the walls of the compound were very tall. How could he jump over them and slip away? All the devotees came with lamps and searched in many places, but they could not find him. At last, They went to the Jagannath temple gate at the southern side of the Singhadwara. There, they found Mahaprabhu lying unconscious amidst some cows from the district of Tailanga. Mahaprabhu's body had become like a tortoise. His hands and legs were pushed inside his body, like Jagannath. This is ecstasy, Mahabhava. Foam was coming out from his mouth, and tears flowed from his eyes. His body looked like a pumpkin. Outside, if you touch it, it is all cold, like a dead body. But inside, there is transcendental blissfulness, Ananda. The cows were smelling Mahaprabhu's body. When the devotees tried to drive them away, they would not leave him. All the devotees tried their best to rouse the consciousness of Mahaprabhu, but they failed. So in that unconscious condition, they carried Mahaprabhu back to Gambira. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami chanted very loudly in his ear, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After some time, Mahaprabhu regained his consciousness. His hands and legs came out, and he resumed his general form. Then he asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, I heard the very sweet singing of Krishna in Vrindavan. I have been in Vrindavan. Why did you bring me here? Saying this again, he began to cry. Alas, where is Krishna, the treasure of my life? Where is the lotus-eyed one? Where is the divine ocean of transcendental qualities? Alas, where is the beautiful blackish youth dressed in yellow garments? Where is the hero of the rasa dance? Where shall I go? Where can I find you? Oh, please tell me. I shall go there. Speaking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began running. Swarup Damodar Goswami, however, stood up, caught him, and took him onto his lap. Then Swarup Damodar brought him back to his place and made him sit down. This is Gaur Lila. He is always in Radha Bhava, and sometimes also in Gopi Bhava. Sometimes he sees the beautiful form of Krishna. He hears Krishna talking to him, and sometimes he hears the sweet singing of Krishna's flute. Sometimes he smells the fragrance emanating from the body of Krishna, and sometimes Mahaprabhu also feels as if Krishna is kissing him, Adhara Sparsha. Seeing Ramananda Rai, who is Vishakha Sakhi in Rajlila, and Swarup Damodar, who is Lalita Sakhi, Mahaprabhu would put his arms around their necks and cry, Oh, my Sakhi, what shall I do? I cannot tolerate these pangs of separation. It is intolerable. Where shall I go? Where shall I find the Lord of my heart, my most beloved Krishna? Please, both of you, tell me, what shall I do? While seeing Krishna Lila, Mahaprabhu would think of himself as a gopi, and sometimes a kinkari, a maidservant of the gopis. One day, while going to take bath in the ocean, he saw a flower garden, and it appeared to him as Vrindavan. Immediately the mood of a sakhi swelled up in him, and he went to every creeper and flower tree to search for Krishna. Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? The gopis were searching in Vrindavan, going to every tree and creeper, and Mahaprabhu was doing the same. Then, all of a sudden, he saw the very beautiful Shyamasundara form of Krishna underneath a kadamba tree. He became so ecstatic that he fainted and fell to the ground, unconscious. Then all the devotees, headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, chanted Hare Krishna. When Krishna Nam entered into his ears, Mahaprabhu regained consciousness. Then he sat up and looked all around. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He has stolen my heart and ran away somewhere. That great thief, Krishna, I cannot see that Murali Vadana, Krishna, who is holding a flute to his lips. I cannot see him. What shall I do? Mahaprabhu is feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna and always crying, Rohrudya Mana. Gauranga is crying for Krishna. and Jagannath is crying for Radha. Two crying forms are there in Jagannath Kshetra. Therefore, that Kshetra is known as Vipralamba Kshetra, crying Kshetra. Krishna Viraha Vidura and Radha Viraha Vidura. Two Viraha Viduras meet together in Purushottama Kshetra. So we should understand who is Gaur, who is Jagannath, and the strange meeting between these two, Krishna Viraha Vidura and Radha Viraha Vidura. Gauranga is crying for Krishna, and Jagannath is crying for Radha. Two are crying in the ecstatic mood of Mahabhava. Such is Gaur Lila, Krishna Lila. They are the same Lila, but the mood is different. Sambhoga and Vipralamba. Vraj Lila is on the Sambhoga side, whereas Gaur Lila is on the Vipralamba side. It is like the flow of a river. That is Lila Pravaha, the flow of Lila. As a river has two embankments, similarly, the flow of Krishna Lila has two embankments, Sambhoga Tata and Vipralamba Tata. The embankment of union is Vraj Lila, and Gaur Lila is the embankment of separation.